Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Monday, July 26, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where peacekeepers will be staying for at least another year to stem the tide of violence there. That violence, though, isn't stopping Hope International from getting involved in that war-torn nation. Hope International just received registration to provide small loans to help small businesses. But Peter Greer says it's about more than that.
We do want to improve the family's financial situation, their social situation, but also, and most importantly, we want to reach out to them with the spiritual aspect. We find local believers who are engaged in small-scale business and encourage them to reach out to their community.
Next, it has outstripped Star Wars and Titanic in longevity, and it's also been seen by more than 2 billion people. The Jesus Film Project celebrates a quarter century of ministry this year, but Clyde Tabor says they're looking to the future. He explains their approach has been changed by necessity.
I think there are some things that we'll find will continually have some degree of impact, but as the world changes, I think we need to continue to think, how can we take this timeless message and present it in such a way that it is effective and powerful in a very changing world?
And a Christian radio network in the United States is gathering shoes to help reach out in Christian love to the needy of Romania and Latvia. The radio network of Moody Bible Institute is participating in Buckner Orphan Care International's Shoes for Orphan Souls shoe campaign. They're collecting new shoes and socks to send to these two countries. They're providing shoes as a way to open the door to talk about Christ. The network is also planning outreach to these countries. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org, click on the newsletter icon, fill out the information, and we'll send it to you free of charge. The next newsletter is due out next month. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.